We're speaking to David Foster and Catherine McPhee. They have not recorded together in how many years? 17 years you haven't recorded together?
Well, we met about 17 years ago, and that's when we first recorded, so you are correct.
Wow. So nothing better than Christmas to bring the music back. Is that correct, David?
Well, it's something I really love doing. I've made a lot of Christmas albums before, and never one with my wife, but it was kind of a natural evolution, and it was fun.
I sort of peer pressured him, because I think David has produced some of the best Christmas albums, in at least in the last 20 years. So I just sort of said, I can't believe you're the best producer. I live with you. We gotta record a couple songs.
Pressure your husband, right, Catherine?
That's right.
Yeah. The album is simply called Christmas Songs, and the album will unwrap digitally on Black Friday, which is November 25th, right around the corner. The CD comes out on December 2nd, and the single Jingle Bell Rock is out now, and I've heard it, and it's on all the streaming platforms as well. And David, did you arrange that one as far as the single goes, Jingle Bell Rock? Because I
did, but along with my friend Chris Walden, who helped me with it. He did an amazing job, and a guy named Jochen Vanderzeck, just to give full credit.
I was going to say, I mean, of course, Jingle Bell Rock is a classic. We all know it. So many different versions. Catherine, I love your interpretation of it. I got to tell you, both of you guys, David and Catherine, you bring a lot of fun to that particular song. I haven't heard the rest of the album, but I got to tell you, if this is any indication of what's coming up, some of these great Christmas classics are interpreted in such a fun and joyous way. It wants you just to dive into Christmas. That's how it feels. I love the feel of the first single, Catherine.
And you know what? You're right. But check it out. When you play it again, Kat is smiling throughout the entire song, and you can hear it in her voice. And I think that's an important thing to do.
Yeah.
You told me to smile, baby.
Yeah.
Smile.
Yeah.
No, it's great. It's great. So why haven't you guys worked together for such a long time?
Well, we had a long period where we, didn't really see each other.
I was living in New York doing a show, and
right.
we always stayed in touch, but we were married to different people. That was one start. And
and also, she was pursuing acting more than singing for probably a decade of that time.
Yeah.
And but singing's never far from where she
lived. Basically, we were living in different cities, and you're right, I wasn't pursuing music as much. So.
No.
So I have to ask you guys, when did you actually record this album?
Was it July? Yeah, July when we got back. Yeah, we got back from a trip, and we spent several weeks in July.
Now I have to.
I'm sure this has happened to you. When you think you're gonna maybe do something, but you think you're probably not gonna do it.
Yeah.
You start doing it, and then you realize you're doing it.
I honestly don't even know. I don't even remember when you started going crazy with producing it.
Once I got into it.
I was like, okay.
Well, I have to ask you both, because it's fascinating, because a lot of Christmas albums are done in the middle of the summer. You have to get into a little bit of a mindset of the holidays, and here it is. I mean, we all talk about that Christmas in July feeling, but what was it like, Catherine and David, to be recording this Christmas album in July? It probably was, 85 degrees outside. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. We had such a great summer. But it has to be a little strange to be recording Christmas stuff in July, I would imagine.
We actually were in Malibu. So it was definitely that classic Christmas in July. It was beautiful. I mean, actually what it's done is it made me, I usually don't start listening to Christmas music until after Thanksgiving, and I started listening to it before even Halloween, and I don't usually do that. So I think it's kind of spurred on. I think I'm going to be more festive this year.
Making music is making music, so you don't have to necessarily be in the Christmas spirit to make a good Christmas album. But we did have a little Christmas tree up, a tiny little one, and some lights in the studio in the corner. Just as a gentle reminder of what we were trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I would think you would have to do that. We're speaking to David Foster and, of course, his wife, singer-songwriter, Catherine McPhee, joining us today. Their new album is out, coming out very, very soon. The new single is out already, Jingle Bell Rock. Song is called Christmas Songs. And you guys are actually doing like a little bit of a mini tour, correct?
We are. Well, we've been touring for most of this year together. And we were both touring separately before that. We started touring together, and then we figured that we should just tour the two of us. And that's going to obviously lead into some Christmas songs. I think we're doing about 10 or 15 shows between now and Christmas. And we'll incorporate, a lot of the songs from the album. Winding up in Las Vegas at the Wynn Hotel on December 16th and 17th. Shameless plug. And we'll do lots of Christmas songs there, probably.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, I'm a Jersey boy originally. I'm a transplanted New Englander. You'll be in Morristown, New Jersey, which I know very, very well. But we're here in New Hampshire, but you're coming down to Medford, Massachusetts in the first week of December as well. So we hope some of our listeners will get a chance to see you down there. I wanted to ask you, David, who's the, besides your wife now, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but besides your wife, who's the easiest person to produce a song with, to produce an album with? Over the years, you've worked with so many people, obviously, and won so many Grammys. But talk about that. Easiest person, yeah. Most comfortable person to work with.
Well, my wife, as you said, is excluded from this list, but she was very easy to work with. I always loved, of course, Celine was very easy because she was so dedicated and so easily tutored, I guess would be the right word, even though she didn't really need it, but she was happy to take direction. But probably Natalie Cole is who comes to mind. When we did the Unforgettable album, it was just such great music and it just flowed and it just seemed super easy. So if I had to pick one project, it might be that.
Wow. And she was a great one on that. And of course, that single with her dad, Nat King Cole, was just incredible. I want to thank you guys for spending some time with us here on The Pulse of New Hampshire. Have a great holiday season. David Foster, Catherine McPhee, the new album is coming out very soon. It's going to unwrap digitally on Black Friday, November 25th, the CD on December 2nd. The single Jingle Bell Rock is out now. You can check it out on all the streaming services. Christmas Songs is the name of the album. David and Catherine, thank you so much. Pleasure talking to you, and thank you again for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Mike. You sound like you have a voice that works on radio.
Well, I've been doing it for over 40 years, David, and seems to work. Seems to work. But I may figure out in a couple of days what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm not quite sure yet.
I got it. We'll see everybody in Medford, I hope.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Enjoy the holidays.